Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets, little change following what was ultimately a muted response from investors to the latest round of strong corporate results. Dow slipped 11 points, the broader S&P 500 inching 0.1% higher. That was despite energy falling 1.2% to be comfortably the worst performer among the 11 primary sectors. The Nasdaq eked out a very small rise, erasing an earlier session gain of more than 1% as technology heavyweights Apple, Netflix and Alphabet all pulled back. Amazon up 3.6%, traded to a record intraday high shortly after the open, following their better than expected first quarter result after the markets closed last Thursday. Elsewhere, President Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel found little common ground in their meeting in Washington over the weekend. Merkel said in a statement on Sunday that she and the leaders of France and Britain will push back if the Trump administration doesn't permanently exempt them from the new import taxes on aluminium and steel. Just note the EU's temporary exemption from those import taxes expires tomorrow. Also, we've got US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin due to lead a delegation to China later this week for two-day talks intended to ease trade tensions between the two big countries. All three benchmarks indices finished lower for the week. Dow down 0.6%, S&P 500 down just 0.1%, and the Nasdaq down 0.4%. Another big day on US corporate earnings last Friday. ExxonMobil down 3.8% after the oil giant's first quarter earnings fell short of consensus expectations, and the company recorded their worst first quarter production since the company was created via a merger in 1999. However, their fellow oil giant Chevron rose almost 2% after exceeding consensus profit expectations by a wide margin. Approximately 53% of S&P 500 companies have now reported first quarter earnings. 78% have exceeded estimates on earnings and 69% have exceeded estimates on sales. Looking ahead, we've got 150 S&P 500 companies slated to release quarterly results this week. Larger names include Apple, McDonald's, Merck, Garmin, Kraft, Heinz and Berkshire Hathaway. Just on the US economic data front, main release last Friday was the advance reading on third quarter GDP, which came in at 2.3%, somewhat slower than the prior three quarters, but nonetheless better than consensus forecasts of 2%. Also a very busy week on the US economic calendar this week. Federal Reserve two-day monetary policy meeting, also followed by non-farm payrolls report this Friday. And then tonight sees the core PCE inflation, which is the Fed's preferred measure of inflation. Europe's main markets gain ground. Germany's DAX up 0.6%, France's CAC up 0.5%. A weaker pound sterling following an underwhelming first quarter GDP reading for the UK helped lift London's FTSE 1.1% to seal the indices' fifth consecutive weekly advance, up 1.8% for the week. Some corporate earnings in the UK also on Friday. Royal Bank of Scotland fell 1.5% despite better than expected first quarter earnings, with those numbers overshadowed by news that the lender is awaiting a multi-billion dollar fine, I should say, from the Department of Justice related to the alleged historical mis-selling of US residential mortgage-backed securities. Also on the economic data front there, you had, as I mentioned, an underwhelming first quarter GDP reading for the UK, growing just 0.1%, the slowest reading in 5 years. Net result of that was pound sterling falling to a two-month low, traders reassessing the likelihood of a UK rate hike next month. Sharp falls across the board on the London Metals Exchange last Friday, albeit volumes were reportedly light. Copper down 2.4% to just over $3.08 a pound. Aluminium down 2.3% and down over 9% on the week. The latest weakness coming amid reports that sanction-hit Russian producer Rusal will overhaul its management structure to restore shipments, so further to dampening fears of any further supply shortfalls. Nickel was down 2.5%, zinc down 0.5%. Spot iron ore markets stalled ahead of holidays in China this week. Just note the China equity markets are closed today and tomorrow. The benchmark iron ore contract falling 60 cents to 65.68 a metric tonne. Lower and higher grades also weaker, and there were reports that three steel mills in China's second largest steelmaking province have been forced to suspend operations by authorities on environmental grounds. Goldfish saw a modest corrective bounce from the previous session's five-week low, gaining $5.50 on Friday to $1,023.40 an ounce. That latest strength coming amid a weaker US dollar and US 10-year Treasury yields pulling back further from 3%. Indeed, US 10-year Treasury yields were down 3.2 basis points to 2.96%. Of course, they rose above 3% earlier last week. And the Aussie dollar's firmer, traders eyeing today's China official PMI data for April, likely unit buying 75.77 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.